All right, it's been a while since we've been back, you guys, but welcome back to the Super 564 show. We have had a lot of news that we have missed since we've been out. So to change things up in a brand new format, we're going to be doing a top 10 instead of just a five news episode. We're going to be doing a top 10 starting with this episode until we can catch up. Once we catch up, we'll go back to our original format of five. But you guys, this is going to be really cool and really interesting, and we think that you guys are really going to enjoy it. So without further ado, welcome to the Super 564 show. Hope you enjoy.
City Comics presents Epic, the Earth's Protector in Crisis. The Alpha Strand, Arise Alphas Part 2. Now available online at darkcitycomics.com. Brought to you by Superfy 64.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the show. My name is Jay Long, your official host and CEO of Superfy 64. I told you before, we're going to be doing a top 10 countdown. A lot of this news is older news that you may or may not have heard. Hopefully, we can bring you a new insight or maybe some facts that you didn't know about it before. So let's go ahead and kick this off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. Kicking it all off is going to be Mr. none other than Spider-Man, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, of course. You may have already heard the news that Andrew Garfield is going to be replaced as Spider-Man. I know everyone is so sad. So here's some news you may or may not have heard. Of course, he's going to be getting his own franchise, but everyone expects him to be appearing in an upcoming solo movie. A lot of people believe it will be Captain America: Civil War, which starts filming very, very soon. On top of that, people are suspecting that there are two people that could be replacing Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. Logan Lerman and Dylan O'Brien are apparently being looked at to play the new Spider-Man. You may remember Logan from Percy Jackson movie series, and Dylan from Teen Wolf. And the very recent Maze Runner series as well. He was in both of those. Also, it's been leaked or told, I should say, that Cabin in the Woods director Drew Goddard will be directing the new movie, and it will be called The Spectacular Spider-Man, going off of an older comic book series. All right, you guys, that was number 10. Let's go to number 9. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. casting news. Drea De Matteo will be playing Carla Faye Gideon, who is apparently a gifted woman with a grudge to bear against S.H.I.E.L.D. She joins forces with Skyler's father. Oh, wow, that should be very interesting. And I love me some Drea because she was in The Sopranos, and of course, I love her from that. And also, I can't think of the name. Sons of Anarchy. She was in Sons of Anarchy. Love her. Every single time she shows up, you know something is about to go down. She has one of those characters in every role that she plays. All right, number 8 is going to kick off with Black Adam apparently will be fighting Superman and Batman. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has confirmed that Black Adam, which he will be playing in the Marvel franchise, will be more involved in the DC universe than we thought. He said, and I quote, "It was all agreed that the worlds are all interconnected. One day you will see Black Adam go at it with Superman or Batman or any of the DC characters." Those are his words. We're really hoping to see it. Hopefully they will follow through with that, because we would love to see Black Adam fight anyone from the DC series. Going ahead, more casting news. Ash vs. the Evil Dead, a new show coming out on the Starz Network. Ray Santiago from the show Torch, Touch, and Dana DeLorenzo from A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas have been cast in the new show. But here's the biggest news to come out of that show. Lucy Lawless. We all know Lucy Lawless. We all know Xena Warrior Princess, who was also in Battlestar Galactica, who was also in Spartacus, will now be cast as, I think she's going to be one of the, if not the female lead. No, she's set to co-star, so she might be the female lead in this upcoming project. We all know that Spartacus was on the Starz network, and Lucy Lawless was in that. So it's not surprising that they chose her to be in another show on Starz. She might be one of those network actresses now that, you know, they loved her, so they'll bring her back for that network. I think she's perfect for that network because they get to do more stuff and go brutal with it and show you all the things that they can't show on regular TV. So I'm all for it. Go Lucy Lawless. I'm all about that, and I can't wait to watch this show. I believe it's going to be the An Evil Dead remake. All right. Last but not least, I think this is going to be number 16. Number six on the list. And then we're going to go into a very short break. How many of you love Star Wars? Yes. Future Space Station crew dons Jedi robes. That's right. NASA released the official 45th International Space Station Expedition poster for the very first year-long mission starting this September. The crew did a photo shoot and came out with a Star Wars-themed poster complete with lightsabers and everything. Keep checking the Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr pages to see the picture, or just go check for it for yourself online. But it looks pretty awesome, and it has a bunch of NASA gifts in it, complete with the actual crest for their actual space station and all this other type of stuff. And so they just replaced a bunch of Star Wars stuff with actual NASA stuff, which is really, really cool. You guys, please go check that out. All right, we're going to be getting into a very, very short break, and then we're going to bring you the top five of today's podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be right back. And if you need something to do during the break, go ahead and check out all of our different pages. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, and you can subscribe right now on iTunes. Just type in Superfy64 and check that out. We'll be right back, you guys. We'll talk to you in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Brandon, co-host of the Sub 60 Music Show. Do you love music? Do you want to discover new music you won't find pretty much anywhere else? Well, look no further than the Sub 60 Music Show, sponsored by Superfy 64. We promote unsigned artists from all around the globe, so you can get a chance to hear their music. Weekly shows will be starting again in March, so come get involved in the future of music. Sub 60. Keep music alive.
All right, you guys, we are back. I told you it was going to be a short break. Let's continue getting it on with the final five bits of news that you need to know today. Let's go with number five. Number five is the Just Cause 3 trailer. Now, this is a video game that I've never played before personally, but from looking at the trailer, it's something that I could definitely get into. All I know for sure is that there will definitely be fire in the video game. There's lots of fire in the trailer, but we're going to be talking more about this in depth, the video game, the trailer, what it means, everything that's going on in it, in the brand new show that we have coming on this Saturday night. It's going to be on YouTube. It's the Superfy 64 Viz show. On that show, we'll be talking about different videos and trailers and different things that pop up on the internet that are totally nerd related, like our number four news story today. Number four is going to be, I don't know if you've seen, there's a video that has been taking over the internet within the past couple weeks. And it's actually an MMA fighter that uses a Hadouken to finish off his opponent. And I think that that's really, really funny and interesting. You can see him kneel in the middle of the fight and deliver some sort of a Kai blast directly to his face. And it's very, very funny. Even the commenters comment on it. So you got to go look that up, or just check back Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Superfy64 to see us post that on our media networks. And you can find it there, or just search for it online. Either or, we'll be talking about it this Saturday night on YouTube during a Google Plus Hangout. If you can't make the live hangout, then you can definitely check the video once it has been uploaded Saturday night. All right, going into it, we have more casting news. This one comes directly from the upcoming movie Deadpool. Looks like Gina Carano will be joining Ryan Reynolds in the upcoming Deadpool movie, along with Marina Baccarin. And I really, really hope that I'm not butchering people's names, but I'm pretty sure that I am, so I'm sorry. But yes, Marina will actually be the female lead in the upcoming Deadpool movie, so definitely check her out. See if you think that you can get into a Deadpool movie that has her as the female lead, but whether or not you can, Ryan Reynolds will be in it, and he will be Deadpool, and that's enough to go see this movie, you guys. All right, number two news story is gonna be Back to the Future, and we have a few bits of news on Back to the Future, one of which is the new Back to the Future iPhone case. You guys gotta check this out. It looks exactly like the DeLorean, Back to the Future DeLorean, and they made an actual iPhone case out of that vehicle, and you put your phone in it, and it looks really cool. Now you're carrying around the DeLorean, but from looking at it, I don't know how it's supposed to fit in people's pockets, but I mean, maybe explain. There's a video that goes along with it, so look that up, you guys. It's the DeLorean iPhone, I think it's going to be for iPhone 6 phone case, and that's coming out. It's coming very soon. Another thing that's coming very soon that a lot of the fans are looking forward to, apparently Universal Pictures very recently put up on their Twitter page a giant picture of Back to the Future, and it said, "Back to the Future, the future is coming," and then it hashtagged BTTF, Back to the Future 2015. Something huge will be happening very soon in the Back to the Future franchise this year, so definitely keep your eyes open for that. I know we will, because we want to talk about it and we want you guys to know it from us what the heck is going on. So we'll definitely keep you updated, keep you apprised on what's going on. Last but not least, you know I love my X-Men. The very last news story we have for you today is more casting news. It looks like Cody Smith McPhee from Dawn of the Planet of the Apes has been cast as Nightcrawler in the upcoming X-Men Apocalypse movie, which everyone is looking out for. I'm looking forward to that movie. It's going to be amazing. Shout out to X-Men Apocalypse. That's going to be awesome. Everyone knows I personally am not a huge Marvel fan, but the X-Men is the one thing I think that Marvel did extremely well. So congratulations to them, their whole movie franchise. We can't wait for it. We know you can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of the Super 564 Daily. Please check us out on iTunes. Download it. Then that means you'll get new episodes whenever we upload, and they'll download directly into your iTunes library, and then you can view them whenever you want. You don't have to wonder when we're going to post a new episode, because it will already be there for you. But we do try to post every day, Monday through Friday, and giving you daily news, and then we have all of our other shows that we like to talk about, which is the Sub 60 Music Show. We also have the new Super 564 Viz show premiering this Saturday night on YouTube. And so, yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on, you guys. So continue to check us out. Continue to find us. Follow us. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. Type in Super564. You can catch the Sub 60 show on the Podomatic website, but also you can check it by going to sub60.com, as well as checking out Sub 60 on Facebook and Twitter. And on Twitter, we're the Sub 60 Music Show, which Sub 60 is all music, and that's actually where the theme song to the Super 564 shows up from as well. We'll always grab a new artist from our Sub 60 Music Show every 2 weeks and do a brand new opening theme, so keep your ears out for that as well, you guys. All right, you guys, my name is Jay Long, your official host and CEO of Super 564. I love you guys. God bless you. Have a great day, and keep fiction alive.